at West Virginia University, Mountaineers go first.
I'm here with John Chambers, the former CEO and chairman of Cisco, a two-time WVU alumnus. And you have made a very unique commitment to West Virginia University to support a startup engine.
Yes.
So explain to us, what is a startup engine and how does it work?
What I'm looking is for the university to be the incubator of both ideas, but also of the students who are able to focus on job creation and startups in our state. I believe that all job creation across our country will come from startups or small companies. So it's basically, how do we lead in this location? I think West Virginia can lead.
As part of this commitment, the College of Business and Economics will be known as the John Chambers College of Business and Economics. What do you see as success in the next year to 5 years and beyond?
That's one of the most important things we have to do, is define our press release 1 year, 5 years, and 10 years out. The elements for the press release, it starts with a great university and will generate startups at a much faster pace in this state than other states, and will be a model for others to follow. And with that goes job growth.
Why West Virginia? Why here? And why now?
The first part is, clearly I love the state and love the people. And the second part is, however, the state's ready to change. This is what I saw in France with Macron, and the country was not known for being a good place to do business, much less startups. And yet with the right political leadership, at the same time, the average citizen on the streets wanted to see change and was going to buy into this concept. You saw a country make huge change in just 4 years.
Your biggest piece of advice is, don't be afraid to fail, because that's the first step towards success, right?
The first step is, don't hesitate about dreaming. Think like a teenager. And then secondly, as you dream, be comfortable in failing, because you will fail. The majority of startups do. And in Silicon Valley, a failure isn't viewed as a failure. You often look at how many times a person has tried. And almost all my successful startups often had people who led startups before that were not successful.
So let's go. Follow our story on wvutoday.wvu.edu.